Welcome to another deep dive, and this one, well, it might just spark some ideas for how we can think and act locally right here in Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena.
Sounds interesting.
We're going to be looking at the Libertas Network today.
Okay.
And they're an organization dedicated to promoting individual liberty and freedom.
But you know what's really interesting about them is how they approach this whole idea.
Yeah.
Instead of just focusing, you know, on political campaigns or just legal battles, they've really honed in on families as the heart of changing culture.
So it's not just about changing laws. It's about, like, changing mindset, starting with the family unit.
Exactly.
Right.
That's the thing that's so interesting, is that they really believe that culture is downstream of the family.
Mm.
So in other words, if you want to see lasting change in society, you need to start with cultivating those values within families.
Okay, so that's a pretty unique approach.
Yeah.
I mean, most organizations that are focused on policy tend to just focus on lobbying or legal action.
Mm-hmm.
So how does Libertas Network actually go about implementing this whole family-centric strategy?
Well, they kind of break it down into this thing they call the Change Hearts, Minds, and Laws mission.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a three-pronged approach.
Okay.
So first, they really aim to change hearts by cultivating a love of freedom in children.
Okay.
And their Tuttle Twins book series, which has actually sold over 6 million copies,
right,
plays a big role in this.
I can see how that would appeal to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Especially with kids.
Right.
Trying to get them interested in these ideas.
Yeah. And the books are really great. They present these kind of complex ideas about liberty and economics in a way that kids can really grasp.
6 million copies. That's pretty impressive.
It is.
Clearly, they're striking a chord with parents who want to introduce these ideas to their kids.
Yeah, they really are.
Okay, so what about minds then? How do they address that aspect of it?
They equip families with the knowledge and critical thinking skills that they need to understand and advocate for freedom.
So it's not just about telling them what to think,
yeah,
but how to think.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
So kind of give them more tools.
Yeah, they offer a whole range of educational programs and resources designed to help both parents and children think critically about the world around them.
Okay.
And it's all about, you know, empowering families to engage in these discussions and make choices that align with their values.
Okay. And then finally, laws. So I'm guessing this is where the more traditional policy work comes in.
Yeah, you could say that. But even here, their approach is a little bit unique.
Okay.
So they focus primarily on enacting state-level legal reforms that promote individual liberty and free markets.
Okay.
And they see this as a way to, you know, create an environment where families can really thrive and exercise their freedoms more fully.
So it sounds like they're working kind of from the ground up,
mm-hmm,
building that foundation of freedom at the family level, and then kind of using that to drive policy changes that support those values.
Yeah, that's a really great way to put it. They actually have a visual they use called the Pyramid of Impact that kind of illustrates how they build engagement and encourage action.
Oh, okay. I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Tell me more about this pyramid. How does it work?
Well, imagine a pyramid, right, with a nice broad base.
Yeah.
At the base level, they focus on engaging families through things like entrepreneurship programs.
Mm.
For children, for example, they've got the Children's Entrepreneur Market, where kids can actually experience firsthand what it's like to run their own business.
So, like, planting those seeds of entrepreneurship and free enterprise from a really young age.
Precisely. It's all about, you know, teaching them self-reliance, problem solving, creativity, those skills that are going to help them be successful in life. Yeah.
Okay. So as you kind of move up the pyramid, what happens then?
Well, then they start educating these families on the ideas of freedom,
yeah,
often using the Tuttle Twins materials,
right,
as a springboard for those conversations.
Okay. And then who's at the top?
That's where they connect those individuals that are the most engaged with opportunities for, like, deeper involvement.
Okay.
So this could include participating in think tanks, engaging in grassroots activism, or even, you know, running for office.
Mm.
So the idea is to create this pathway for people to move from just being aware,
yeah,
to actually taking action.
And always kind of with the family as that foundation.
Exactly.
Okay, so they've got this overarching strategy, this pyramid of engagement.
Mm-hmm.
But what are some of the, like, concrete examples of their work?
Sure.
What are some of the key initiatives that they've launched?
Well, we've already talked about the Tuttle Twins books,
all right,
which are a big part of their educational outreach. But they've also developed a number of other programs and initiatives.
Okay.
So, for example, they have Praxis, a program that offers a practical alternative to college for young adults.
Now, that's an idea I'm sure a lot of families in our area would be interested in.
Yeah, I think so.
Because college costs skyrocket. A lot of people are questioning the value of a traditional four-year degree.
Absolutely.
So tell me more about this Praxis program.
Well, it's designed to help young people launch those successful careers, but without taking on that burden of student loan debt.
Yeah.
So they focus on skills-based training and real-world experience, which gives the participants that competitive edge in the job market.
So it's about empowering young people to take control of their own future and to find success, you know, outside that traditional academic track.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a powerful message.
It is, especially in today's economy.
Absolutely.
And then there's also the Libertas Institute, which is their think tank that's really focused on developing these innovative policy reforms. Mm. So they start by actually implementing these reforms in Utah, which is their home state.
Makes sense.
And then they work to replicate those successful models across the nation.
So they're not just armchair theorists.
No, not
They're really. Actively working to kind of translate these ideas into real-world policy changes.
Yeah, they're very action-oriented, and of course, we can't forget Libertas Press, their publishing arm, which creates a whole range of books and materials all promoting those ideas of freedom.
So it's all part of this multifaceted approach to advancing liberty on multiple fronts.
Yeah, exactly.
It's certainly an ambitious agenda, but can they point to any, like, tangible results?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Have they actually made a difference in people's lives?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. One of their most notable successes has been in the area of education reform.
Okay.
So they were instrumental in protecting education entrepreneurs from these really burdensome regulations. Mm-hmm. And they actually helped to pass a first-in-the-nation law in Utah.
Wow.
That created a regulatory sandbox.
A regulatory sandbox.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what that means.
So essentially, it's a way to allow innovators to experiment with new ideas and business models without being stifled by all these overly restrictive regulations.
Okay.
So in the case of these, like, micro schools, it means giving these small, often parent-led schools more flexibility to operate and innovate.
Outside the traditional public school system.
Exactly.
So it's about creating space for new and innovative approaches to education.
Exactly. Fostering that more diverse and dynamic educational landscape.
Which ultimately benefits families by giving them more choices.
Yes.
And control over their children's learning.
That's the goal.
I can definitely see how that would be relevant here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, where families are always looking for the best educational options for their kids.
Right.
You know, and I think it's really cool to see the Libertas Network's work in this area. Demonstrates that it's possible to challenge that status quo and to create more opportunities for families that are seeking those alternatives to traditional schooling.
Yeah, and they were also instrumental in expanding school choice opportunities for thousands of students in Utah, which gave parents, you know, more control over their children's education and allowed them to choose schools that really align with their values.
Seems to be a recurring theme here.
Yeah.
Empowerment.
It is.
Empowering families, empowering young people, empowering entrepreneurs.
You've hit the nail on the head. It's all about giving individuals that freedom and the tools to shape their own destinies rather than relying on the government to tell them what to do.
Right.
And it's about recognizing how vital of a role that families play in building a truly free and flourishing society.
This is all starting to make a lot of sense now. So they got this kind of multi-pronged approach.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with that solid foundation at the family level.
Yeah.
And then building outward to affect that broader societal change.
Precisely. They're working strategically on multiple levels to create this culture of freedom that can really stand the test of time.
It's a fascinating model.
It is.
And one that I'm sure our listeners will find thought-provoking. So what else have they accomplished?
Yeah.
Are there any other examples of their impact that we should highlight?
Yeah. I mean, one area where they've made significant strides is in enacting legislation to restrict law enforcement surveillance and protect privacy.
That's a big one these days.
It is. It's a major concern for so many people, especially in our digital age.
Absolutely.
And the Libertas Network has really been on the forefront of those efforts to safeguard our Fourth Amendment rights.
So they're not just focused on economic freedom then, but also on civil liberties and individual rights.
They see all these issues as interconnected and essential for a truly free society.
Right.
And they've really demonstrated that it's possible to make real progress on these issues, even in today's challenging political climate.
It's encouraging to hear that.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to feel overwhelmed.
Oh, absolutely.
By the complexity of all these issues.
Right.
But I think Libertas Network's successes really show that it's possible to make a real difference.
It is, yeah.
What other areas have they been involved in?
Well, another key area is occupational licensing reform.
Okay, occupational licensing. Can you give me an example of what you mean?
Sure. So in many states, you actually need a license from the government to work in certain occupations.
Right.
Even for things that seem, relatively straightforward.
Really?
Like braiding hair.
You need a license to braid hair.
In some states, yes.
Wow.
The Libertas Network argues that a lot of these licensing requirements are really unnecessary.
Mm.
And they create barriers to entry for people who want to, start their own businesses or pursue certain careers.
So it's about making it easier for people to work and earn a living without all that.
Yeah, without that undue government interference.
I see how that would be a big win for people who are just trying to get ahead.
Absolutely.
And build a better life for themselves and their families.
And they've actually had some notable successes in this area.
Oh, that's great.
They've helped to reduce or eliminate licensing requirements for a variety of occupations in several states.
Okay, so what stands out to you the most from what we've learned about the Libertas Network so far?
You know, I think what's most remarkable is how they've managed to connect these, big ideas about freedom and liberty to the everyday lives of families.
Right.
It's not just theoretical for them. It's practical.
Exactly.
It's tangible.
Right.
And it's something that people can actually see and feel the impact of in their own lives.
That's a great observation. It's one thing to talk about these abstract principles,
but
the Libertas Network has really found a way to make these ideas relevant and relatable to families who are just, trying to live their lives.
Right.
Make the best choices for their children.
And they've done it by starting with that family unit as the foundation for change.
Mm.
They recognize that strong families are the building blocks of a free and flourishing society.
Right.
And they've built their entire strategy around empowering those families to be agents of change.
Yeah, it's a very compelling approach. And one that I think has a lot of potential to resonate with our listeners here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
I think so, too.
We'll definitely delve deeper into some of those local connections.
Yeah.
A little bit later on.
Sounds good.
But first, I think it's important to understand the rationale behind the Libertas Network's strategic focus on state-level policy reform.
Okay.
So why do they prioritize states rather than the federal government?
Well, they have a few key reasons for that.
Sure.
First, they believe that states are often better laboratories for innovation and experimentation.
Okay.
So it's easier to, try out new ideas and policies at the state level.
Mm.
And then if those are successful, they can be replicated in other states or even at the federal level.
Also for more like nimble and adaptable approach.
Exactly. Wow. They see states as these like incubators of change.
Right.
Second, they also believe that focusing on states really helps to build a broader movement for freedom.
Mm.
So by working with activists and legislators in multiple states, they're creating this network of people who are really committed to these ideas and who can support each other's efforts.
So it's kind of like this grassroots movement that's spreading organically from state to state.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay.
It's about building that momentum from the ground up,
right,
rather than waiting for the change to kind of trickle down from Washington, D.C.
Right.
And then finally, they also believe that state-level action is just simply more effective in many cases.
Okay.
I mean, the federal government can be incredibly slow-moving and bureaucratic.
For sure.
Whereas states can often move more quickly and decisively.
So they're being very strategic in their approach, focusing on where they can have the most impact and make the most progress.
Precisely. It's about picking your battles and making the most of the resources that you have.
Makes perfect sense. So they've got this multi-layered approach, starting with families,
building
a network of engaged individuals, and then strategically targeting state-level policy changes to create that environment where freedom can flourish.
Exactly. They're weaving together all these different strands to create a really powerful and enduring movement for change.
Yeah, it's really fascinating to see how they're putting this all together.
It is.
But I do have one question that comes to mind.
Sure. What's that?
Their focus on states makes sense from a strategic standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But does it, limit their overall impact?
Mm.
I mean, after all, federal policies affect everyone.
That's a valid point. But they believe that their state-level successes can create a ripple effect. So if they can demonstrate that these policies work in one state, it can create momentum for change in other states and even at the federal level.
So it's kind of a long game that they're playing.
Exactly. They're not expecting to transform the entire country overnight.
Right.
But by building that solid foundation of freedom at that state level, they believe that they're creating the conditions for that broader change in the long run.
It's a fascinating strategy, and one that I think is worth watching closely.
I agree. They've taken a very unique approach to advancing liberty, and their successes so far really suggest that they're onto something.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive.
We have.
We've explored the Libertas Network's philosophy, their strategies, and some of their key achievements.
Yeah.
And I think we've even started to see how some of their ideas might resonate with families here in our own community.
We have.
So we're going to continue that exploration in part two, where we'll delve a little deeper into the specific ways that families in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena can apply these principles of freedom and empowerment in their own lives.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
Should be good. Welcome back to our deep dive into the Libertas Network.
We've been unpacking their approach to fostering freedom, starting with families, and then looking at those broader shifts, you know, cultural and policy shifts.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's bring this closer to home. You know, closer to our community here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Right.
Thinking and acting locally.
Yes.
You know, how can families in our area actually put these principles into practice?
Right. It's one thing to, you know.
Yeah, it's one thing to talk about big ideas, but what does it actually look like in daily life?
Exactly. One key takeaway from the Libertas Network is the importance of really nurturing critical thinking in children. Right. You know, they believe that young people should be equipped to question assumptions, analyze information, form their own conclusions.
So it's not about indoctrinating them with a particular ideology.
No, not at all. It's about giving them those tools to think for themselves.
Okay.
Parents can encourage this by engaging in open and honest conversations with their kids about current events, social issues, and even, you know, challenging them on their own beliefs.
So lively dinner table discussion.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
But I see how it would help, you know.
I think so.
Develop strong communication and critical thinking skills.
It's such a valuable skill set, no matter what path your children choose in life.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it can start at a really young age. Even simple things like asking why questions and encouraging your kids to explain their reasoning can really help develop those critical thinking muscles early on.
Another thing that the Libertas Network emphasizes is entrepreneurship. I remember them talking about those children's markets.
Yes.
You know, they see entrepreneurship as this really powerful tool for teaching, you know, self-reliance, creativity, problem solving.
All essential skills for success in life.
Absolutely. But how can parents foster that entrepreneurial spirit in their kids, especially in a community like ours that's not necessarily known as, you know, a startup hub or anything?
Well, there are actually a lot of ways to do this, even outside of a, you know, traditional business setting.
Okay.
Encourage your kids to come up with their own ideas, whether it's starting a lemonade stand, creating crafts to sell, or offering, you know, services like pet sitting or lawn care.
So it's about instilling that mindset, you know, of initiative and resourcefulness.
Right. Seeing a need and figuring out how to fill it.
Exactly.
It's about teaching kids to seize opportunities and take action rather than waiting for somebody to tell them what to do.
Right.
And even if these ventures don't, you know, turn into some big business,
right,
the experience itself is so invaluable.
I can imagine those early experiences, you know, teaching valuable lessons about responsibility, financial literacy, customer service.
For sure.
All of that.
So much more.
Yeah.
And it really does build that confidence and that can-do attitude. That's going to serve them well no matter what field they end up going into.
Absolutely. And you never know. Maybe one of those lemonade stands will turn into the next big thing.
Exactly. You never know.
You never know.
That's right.
Speaking of shaping the future, the Libertas Network also places a really strong emphasis on civic engagement.
Oh, yeah. They really do.
You know, they believe that informed and active citizens are the bedrock of a free society.
Absolutely.
But how do we encourage civic engagement in our own community, especially among young people who, you know, might feel disconnected from the political process?
Yeah, it all seems so big and complicated sometimes.
For sure.
But you can start small, you know, right here at home.
Right.
Parents can take their kids to city council meetings, volunteer for local organizations, or even just, you know, have conversations about local issues and how they can make a difference.
So it's about showing them that their voices matter and that they can have a real impact on their community, you know,
Exactly.
no matter how young they are.
Yeah, and these experiences can be so empowering for young people. They really help them develop that sense of ownership and responsibility for their community.
It's about nurturing that sense of like
Yeah.
belonging and active citizenship.
Absolutely.
This is all coming together now. So we're talking about raising a generation of
I know, right?
critical thinkers, problem solvers,
Yeah.
engaged citizens,
That's right.
and those are the qualities that are needed to
Exactly.
build a freer and more prosperous
Or
future.
not just for our community, but for the entire country.
Yeah, it's an inspiring vision
It is.
and one that I think a lot of families in our area already embrace,
I think so too.
even if they haven't necessarily heard of the Libertas Network
Right.
specifically,
I agree.
you know, but I think their principles and strategies are pretty universal, you know, applicable anywhere,
Yeah, absolutely.
including right here in Deer Park,
I know.
LaPorte, and Pasadena.
For sure.
So what's the key takeaway so far? What's the one thing we want our listeners to really remember from this deep dive?
You know, I think the core message is that change really does start at home. If we want to create that freer and more prosperous society that we've been talking about, we really need to start by empowering families and instilling in our children those values of freedom.
Real responsibility and civic engagement.
It's a simple message, but it's powerful.
It is.
And it gives us, you know, a really tangible starting point.
Absolutely. The Libertas Network has shown that, you know, while political and legal reforms are important,
Right.
they're ultimately downstream of that cultural change. And that cultural change really does begin with families.
Okay, so we've laid the groundwork for, you know, how these principles can be applied in our personal lives within families. But the Libertas Network also has, you know, concrete achievements
They do.
in policy reform, right?
That's right. Their successes really offer valuable lessons for those of us who want to, you know, make a difference in our communities.
Absolutely. And one of their key focus areas has been education reform, as
Yes.
we've discussed.
As we've talked about, they've been really strong advocates for school choice, arguing that parents should have more options when it comes to their children's education.
And they've been successful in, you know, pushing for policies that expand school choice. Yeah.
Such as, you know, charter schools and voucher programs.
Exactly. And these policies really do give parents more control and allow them to choose the schools that really meet their individual needs.
Okay, another area where they've made a significant impact is criminal justice reform.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they've been really vocal proponents of policies that reduce incarceration rates
Yeah.
and promote rehabilitation.
Right. I remember them talking about, you know, sentencing reform,
Right.
diversion programs, and making it easier for people to kind of get back on their feet after they've served their time.
And their efforts have actually led to some pretty notable successes, you know, like the reduction of mandatory minimum sentences for drug
Yeah.
offenses in several
In
states.
a number of states, yeah.
It's impressive how they've managed to, you know, translate their principles
It
into
is.
these concrete policy changes.
It really is. It just shows that, you know, even a relatively small organization can make a real difference.
If they're strategic and persistent.
So what can we learn from the Libertas Network's success in policy reform? What are the key takeaways for those of us who, you know, want to make a difference in our own community?
Well, I think one of the most important lessons is, you know, the importance of building coalitions and working with people from across the political spectrum.
They haven't been afraid to reach across the aisle
No.
and to find that common ground with people who may not necessarily share all of their views.
They understand that to really achieve lasting change, you need to build that broad support.
Makes sense.
And another important lesson is the power of, you know, grassroots activism. They've really mobilized their supporters to contact legislators,
Right.
advocate for those policies they believe in.
It's a good reminder that, you know, we all have a role to play
Me too.
in shaping the future of our communities and our country.
I agree.
So as we think about, you know, acting locally here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
It seems like, you know, building those connections and engaging with our elected officials
Yeah,
is
absolutely.
crucial.
It's so
And I
important.
think the Libertas Network really demonstrates that, you know, even though they're based in Utah.
Right.
Their model is applicable anywhere.
It is.
You know, informed and active citizens can make a difference no matter where they live.
That's right.
This has been incredibly insightful.
It has.
You know, we've gone from understanding their overall approach to seeing how those ideas can be translated into, you know, concrete actions.
Yeah.
Both, you know, on a personal level and in, you know, shaping policy.
And it's been a really fascinating exploration.
It has.
And, you know, it really highlights that freedom isn't just this theoretical concept.
Right.
It's something that we can actively work toward, both in our own lives and in our community.
Now I'm wondering about sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
How does the Libertas Network ensure its work continues, you know, for the long haul? Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into the Libertas Network.
We've covered a lot of ground, haven't we?
We have. Their approach to promoting freedom.
Yeah.
Their focus on families, those impactful policy achievements.
Mm-hmm.
And then how those ideas might actually play out, you know, here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Right here at home.
So I'd like to kind of shift gears a little bit and talk about sustainability.
Okay.
How does the Libertas Network ensure its work continues?
For the long haul.
For the long haul.
That's an important question for any organization that's looking to have a lasting impact.
Right.
The Libertas Network seems to approach this from a couple different angles.
Okay.
So first, you know, their focus on families really is about building a movement for the future. It's not about winning a few policy battles today.
Right.
It's about cultivating that love of freedom in the next generation.
Like planting seeds that'll grow and flourish for years to come.
Exactly. And, you know, they do this through these really engaging educational materials. Like we've talked about the Tuttle Twins books. And they're reaching children in a way that's fun, it's memorable,
right,
and it sparks a real interest in those ideas.
So it's about creating that pipeline
yeah.
of future freedom advocates.
Mm-hmm. Starting from a young age.
Yeah.
And this kind of ties back into their pyramid of impact model, right? So by kind of nurturing this love of freedom early on, they're creating this base of individuals that are more likely to, you know,
right,
become involved at those deeper levels later on in life.
And hopefully that leads to this, you know, self-sustaining movement.
Exactly.
It's a very smart long-term strategy.
It is.
But what about the financial side of sustainability?
Yeah.
You know, how do they actually fund their operations and make sure that they can continue their work?
Well, as a nonprofit, they rely on donations from, you know, individuals and foundations who share their vision.
Right.
But they don't just sit back and wait for those donations to come in.
Okay.
They've actually fostered this really strong entrepreneurial culture within the organization.
How does that work?
Well, take, for example, their publishing arm, Libertas Press. They've been incredibly successful in selling their books and educational materials.
Okay.
Which, you know, not only spreads their message, but also generates revenue to support their other initiatives.
So they're using market-based solutions to fund their mission.
That's right. They're putting their principles into practice.
I like it.
And they've also, you know, been really innovative in creating programs that are both impactful and self-sustaining. You know, like the Praxis program.
Right, that alternative to college.
Exactly. And Praxis helps young people launch those successful careers without taking on that burden of student loan debt.
Right.
So it's empowering participants while also generating, you know, the revenue that supports the Libertas Network's broader work.
So it's a win-win.
It is.
Creating value for individuals and, you know, generating those resources that are needed.
Exactly. Impact and sustainability go hand in hand for them.
Yeah. That's a good point, because that sets them apart from a lot of nonprofits that, you know, rely solely on grants or donations.
Exactly.
And I think it's also impressive that, you know, they're not just advocating for these free markets.
Yeah.
But they're actually embodying those principles.
Right.
You know, in their own operations.
They walk the walk. They're not just talking the talk.
It really speaks to the authenticity.
It does.
Of their mission.
Yeah. And, you know, when we talk about sustainability, it's not just about the finances, right?
Right.
It's also about building a movement that can really outlast any single individual or organization.
Yeah, creating a lasting legacy.
And in that sense, I think the Libertas Network is doing something really interesting.
Okay.
You know, by focusing on families, building this network of like-minded individuals and organizations, they're really creating a movement that's much bigger than themselves.
It's like they're empowering others to carry the torch.
Precisely. And they're doing this through, you know, their training programs, their networking events, their model legislation that can be replicated in other states.
Right.
They're creating a blueprint for freedom that other people can follow and adapt to their own communities.
So it's not just about Libertas Network itself.
Right.
It's about sparking that broader cultural shift toward greater individual liberty.
And I think they're playing a really crucial role in building a movement that has that potential to really transform our society for the better.
Well, it's definitely given us a lot to think about.
It has.
As we kind of wrap up our deep dive into the Libertas Network, I'm really struck by their belief in the power of individuals and families to really create a better world.
It's a refreshing perspective.
It is.
In a world that often feels dominated by large institutions and those top-down solutions.
Yeah, it's a powerful message of hope and possibility.
It is.
That I think we can all take with us.
I agree.
So thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the Libertas Network.
It's been a pleasure.
If you find value in our show, please support us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Link in show notes.